Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from Book Expo America 2014 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin Presents author Macy Yates, who delivers a sizzling installment in the upcoming Fifth Avenue miniseries with Avenge Me. Welcome, Macy.
Hello.
Macy, your book Avenge Me is part of a trilogy set in New York City's elite world of wealth and privilege and revolves around a revenge plot masterminded by the heroes of the three novels. What can you tell us about the series in general and this story in particular? No spoilers.
I'll do my best. It's very much about just overall the kind of the tarnish on the glittering world of the elite set in New York City. The villain is my hero's father, and he kind of has to make the decision in the first book. Does he, you know, ruin his family name and kind of spoil things for himself, or does he kind of let his father keep getting away with these really heinous things in order to protect his name, to protect his sister, to protect his family? And along the way, he meets and starts to have an unfortunate attraction to the last woman that he should, which is the sister of the woman who was ultimately driven to suicide by his father 10 years ago.
Juicy.
Yes. So it's all focused ultimately on bringing my hero's father to justice, and it kind of kicks off with setting that plan in motion, and then it goes on from there in the following two books.
So dealing with the subject of doing the noble and the right thing.
There's a quote in the book where he says, if he doesn't take him down, then he hurts other people. If he does, then he hurts himself. And that's basically what it comes down to is, does he do the noble thing, or does he, and like tear apart his entire world and everything he knows, or does he kind of keep the status quo? And I think, you know, I think we'd all like to think we do the right thing, but that's a really difficult thing to face when you've always, you know, you have a vision of a parent being one way and you find out it's not true. And then to decide, you know, whether you lose the life that you know and all of your comforts and kind of, you know, throw this scandal out there to the public, and are they going to associate my hero with that kind of behavior? Is he then going to be kind of tarred with the same brush? What's going to happen to his sister and his mother and all that? And so
what is the appeal for you of the bad boy alpha hero?
It's endless. I love the idea that you can have this guy who has, I mean, he does these things that are kind of outrageous and shocking, but at the same time, deep down, he has a moral code. I think that's the most important thing about a bad boy, is that inside he's a good man. He has a moral code. It might not be the moral code of most people. It might not be right and wrong as we recognize it. But ultimately, I think he's always fighting for a higher calling. And so while his immediate actions might be unpalatable, his overall goal is aspirational, and it is kind of worthy of admiration. And then my shallow answer is that they're just really sexy.
What do you love most about writing romance stories?
I love that there's going to be a happy ending. I love that we know no matter how dark things get over the course of the book, in the end everything will be okay. So you can really throw yourself into the emotion of the book knowing that at the end everything will be okay. And I think because we don't have that guarantee in life, I value that so much in fiction, that I know whatever's kind of going on around me in my personal life, I can go back to this world either as a reader or a writer and know that in the end, in that world, everything is going to be okay.
You worked on this project with Kate Hewitt and Caitlin Cruz. How did the three of you manage to keep all the plot points straight between you?
A lot of emails and a lot of Skype sessions. Fortunately, I already knew Kate and Caitlin. I was already good friends with them. And I really could not have asked for better partners on the project, because they're all so giving. They're willing to speak up when something's not right. They don't just sit on things and stew. So there was a lot of open communication. And they had lots of exciting ideas that they contributed. We looked at each other's scenes while we were writing. We looked at, read the first 50 pages of each other's books right when we got going. It was just a great collaborative process, and they're so talented and just such lovely people. It was really a joy, and I think it could have been difficult, but they just made it so much fun, and so I think communication was the key.
What's next for your readers after this series?
In August, I have my second Cosmo Red Hot read coming out called Breaking All Her Rules, and it features kind of an uptight businesswoman heroine, and a cowboy artist who's visiting New York from Oregon, and they end up accidentally swapping cell phones in the taxi, and she tracks her phone back to his hotel, and sexy times ensue.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a taste of the new series, and all the best with it.
Thank you.